So they tried to make you feel like you're a second-class citizen.
Tried to make you feel something that you knew you wasn't.
That was important for your parents, probably, also to tell you they're treating you like second class, but to instill in you.
Instill, raise you to be a first-class citizen, to respect yourself and others. Not to go and turn your nose up and act ugly. We were taught that a nigger was a bad actor. That's what my mother taught me, and that's what's in the dictionary.
Yeah.
A bad actor.
A nigger was a bad actor. Look at a
dictionary.
So amongst blacks, you would call somebody a nigger if they were...
White, black, Indian, Mexican, whoever, if it was acting bad, you could say, oh, that nigger is really acting bad.
Oh, so you could call a white a nigger.
Well, wouldn't say it to them, but unless they were saying something to you that you didn't like, you would call them a nigger. They might call you a nigger, but you could call them, hey, you're the one that's a nigger because you're the one that's acting bad. I'm acting with respect. You're acting bad.
So then, when whites would call you or anybody,
I never got called a nigger because I never acted bad.
But whites would use that word for anybody who was black.
Right.
They weren't using it because this black was bad.
Because they didn't know any better.
They didn't
know. That's what they were showing, their ignorance.
Right.
A Negro is a black person.
Yeah. I didn't even know this myself. That's the way...
It's in the dictionary.
That's why blacks can call another black a nigger, is because they know they're calling somebody who's been bad
in
the
community.
Not
necessarily. Now the word is just used, but it's more of a slang.
Now today.
That's right.
But back in the day, in the 40s and 50s and 60s, that's the way it meant. So it still had to be difficult for your parents to tell you, no matter what they call you or how they treat you, you still should be proud.
You are a proud person. Mm-hmm. You act nice. You will be treated nice. If you are not treated nice, leave. That's what you do. Any place that you are not being treated like you want to be treated, you walk away. Just like you walk in their door, you walk out of their door.
Yep.
That's anywhere. That's in your own neighborhood, even.
Did you think as children or whatever, I'm a good person, I want to do the right thing, but simply because the color of my skin is different than yours?
I'm proud of the color of my skin. There's nothing wrong with the color of my skin. It's in your mind that something is wrong with my skin.
Yeah.
God created me this color.
Right.
You may not be proud of your color, but I'm proud of my color.
Right.
That's the way we raised our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, and now we have great-great-grandchildren. And they are to act with dignity wherever they are.
But here we are in 2009, and we still have racial problems, don't we? Don't you think we will never, ever solve the problem of race till the end of time?
I think it's getting better and better and better.
It is getting better.
It's getting better and better, and everything takes time. It has taken time. We have come all the way to see a black president. So there's no way that we can say that it won't happen. That we can say, any of us can say, what will happen and what won't happen. It's up to the good Lord in heaven is what's going to happen here, because this is his. This is his. We all belong to him no matter.
And so when it rains, it don't just rain in the black community.
Right.
And it don't just rain on the good people.
On the white community.
On the white
the ones that call themselves the good folks. You know, good and bad in all nationalities. It's according to how you want to act.
It's what's in your heart.
It's not necessarily what your parents taught you.
It's what's in your heart. See, you can't lay what you do on nobody but yourself. You do what you do. Not what your parents did, but what you do is you.
You know, you have had to be really strong mentally and stronger than many, many whites. They didn't have to go through what you've talked about here today.
Do you know, I feel like they've gone through more.
Really?
I feel like they've gone through more because the ones of them that want to pretend that they are better than anybody else, you're not better than I am. I'm not better than you are. We are all God's children.
We're all God's children, and we have all been oppressed. We've been somewhere where we were looked on as something different. God make us all different. We all different.
He intended for us to be different. He made us different.
But he put us here as his creation. And what he wants is when we can live in peace and harmony. And it will happen someday. It might not be in your time and my time.
I don't think blacks and whites will ever live in peace and harmony.
They will.
Well, nobody lives in peace. Look, twins don't get along.
Right.
So how can you expect two completely different people to get along?
And I believe here in 2009, there's a lot of racial discrimination in the minds of people who live in Tulsa today. There are those,
and everywhere else.
There are those who are 85 and 90 today, right. And they were raised back at the same time you were as whites, and they still have that view about blacks and all that they did back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s.
Right.
And they can't get rid of it. Now, their children and grandchildren don't view it that way, but some whites of your age still have in their hearts some of this racial hatred.
And I think it's all about jealousy. What you have, I don't think you ought to have that. I don't think that you're as capable as I am.
That's true.
All right. What the devil is working?
Oh, he's always working.
Well, he's always been there.
He's a booger.
That's the reason we have this.
But the devil is a nigger. He's a bad actor.
But
one that's of these the biggest days, nigga in the whole force. He can really act bad. Cause a whole lot of folks act
bad. That's where you got it. That's where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's the reason we're having wars and strife all over the world. Not just in Tulsa and Oklahoma, but it's all over the world.